Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the Islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Thanks for tuning in right here in Mass, listeners. Joining us today is Jeff DeSocio, an accomplished information technology and marketing executive with over 25 years of technology experience, from startups to Fortune 500 companies. As an entrepreneur, avid connector, and marketer, Jeff is the founder of Mass Professional Networking, a managing director of technology at an executive search firm, and the owner of AIMC Business Solutions. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashley. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Awesome. It's fall time, right? The leaves are starting to change here in New England.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to having you as a guest today. So why don't you start off by sharing with our listeners more about yourself and the many things that you do?
Yeah, I do a lot. Man, a lot. Would they say jack of all trades, master of none? I don't know if I want to call that, but so I'm a Northeastern University graduate. I grew up in the Providence, Rhode Island area, and I went to the big city of Boston for college, and I pretty much have not left. I got a computer engineering degree at Northeastern, and from that, had probably a 30-year career in technology management. And then, what ended up happening, I would say almost three-fourths of the way to the career is I discovered professional networking and small business. I got this message from my alma mater, Northeastern, about a business networking event. I was like, I'm a technology guy. So I was like, networking, does that mean like cables and stuff? Didn't even know what networking was back in, I think it was 2006. So long story short, I went to the event, met a tremendous amount of positive people, entrepreneurs, corporate executives, and I saw that there was another life. So fast forward to that, that's how I ended up becoming, I would say, an entrepreneur and a corporate technology manager at the same time for many, many years. That's how I started AIMC Business Solutions, because of my passion for small businesses, digital marketing. So I'm one of those weird tech guys that actually has a marketing background and a technology background. And I kind of put it together with the company. And then under AIMC Business Solutions, that's where Mass Professional Networking was born in 2013. We're going on almost 11 years of running professional networking events in Greater Boston, even down in the Providence area in Worcester. And a great thing about that is I've built up an incredible network of probably thousands of professionals all across. And then, when we had the pandemic, that expanded internationally because, of course, our events became virtual like this. So it's great. And I love what I'm doing now. And then, fast forward again, I'm using that fast forward a lot, but I'm also a technical recruiter today. I sort of retired from traditional corporate technology management and helping, growing hypergrowth companies find the great talent that we have out here, especially in the Boston area.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're doing a lot. And how do you just juggle it all with the many things that you're doing?
I don't sleep. No, actually, seriously, I do sleep. And I'll give you a little secret to my success. I'm an avid fitness person. I work out every 5 days a week in the morning, early morning. And I'm an advocate of 7 hours of sleep. So it's 10 to 5. So I don't know. And then in between that, there's no naps. I'm doing my day job, and then my night job is, my business and also networking. I go to have my own events, and I, of course, attend any event I can that makes sense, right. I enjoy doing that.
So we're very similar in that sense. I also start off my mornings with working out. I'm a runner, so that's my favorite thing to do is just get up and run. But I find in that same sense as you that just being able to focus on yourself and move your body each day can really kind of help keep you going and have the right energy and productivity to do all that you do.
Yeah, it's so important today because, it sets the tone. I know the days I don't work out, I have to do a couple planks or some jumping jacks just to kind of get moving, especially, with the weather getting cooler now. I think it's even more important for everyone out there to, focus on their exercise and fitness and their lifestyle and their health. So That's exactly. My secret success. So.
Yeah. And I've even seen studies that have shown the correlation between moving your body and having like a successful career in that sense. So it's really interesting to read about the direct impact and positive benefits that it can bring.
Yes, definitely.
And so with your career in both information technology and marketing, how did you know that you even wanted to pursue that path in the first place?
It's interesting how this came about. So I got a computer engineering degree. And what that meant, I was supposed to design computers. Now, you know, I'm an old guy, so I'm talking mid-range computers, Linux, Unix, back in the day. And, you know, fast forward, it could be your iPhone today. That's computer engineering, right? You're designing computing devices. But I was an extrovert, and I kind of knew that. And not to say an introvert's a computer guy, an extrovert's not, but I felt, and that's why I started doing my networking group and all. I'm an outgoing person. So I like the MIS, management information systems side of tech. And that's why I got into management fairly quickly in my career, just because I enjoyed mentoring people, interacting, collaborating. And I was not the traditional engineer that I'd just be by myself. Let me go do my work in my back room. And then, you know, I started getting into marketing. I think going to those networking events, I met a lot of marketing professionals, and I really felt it was almost like my side career. You know, some people that are accountants, and then they into real estate. You know, they have different mm-hmm. careers, and I wanted to diversify my professional portfolio per se. Yeah. And I feel that's so important today, not to be kind of a one person train per se is to have the adaptability to do different things. Because as you know, with the economy change, the way it is today, and a lot of things I supported 20 years ago, you would laugh at today. And that's the thing, you always have to adapt to what's going on in the world. And that's why I got into marketing. I just felt it was me. And I take the testament of my dad, he was in sales, and I got his personality. And I think I wanted to take advantage of that. So,
yeah. And I think that's a great point that you bring up about just being able to have a well-rounded skill set to bring to the table, whether you're working for a company or whether you're a business owner. I think being able to have experience in different fields can really do so much for your career.
Yeah, it does. It has helped. And that's where I kind of came about my recruiting career today. It's my network, my background as a hiring manager, and also my willingness to help others.
Absolutely. And I personally feel this way, and it sounds like you might feel this way as well. But for me, I'm multi-passionate, so I can't imagine just doing only one thing every day for the rest of my life. I have so many things that I'm interested in and things that excite me. And so that's a great benefit too of having both information technology and marketing for yourself, is that you have multiple interests, and also networking. You have all these different interests that you're able to tie together and kind of like flex that interest muscle to really ensure that everything that you care about is something that you're prioritizing and finding time for.
Definitely. 24 hours in a day, right? So
use it. I know. That reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, which is, you have the same amount of hours in the day as Beyonce, or you can insert that with whatever your favorite inspirational celebrity is.
You bring up a great point. You know, a lot of people say, how do they have time? How does Taylor Swift or Beyonce have the time of the day? But they probably have a strict schedule of their day. And the whole idea at the end of the day is, okay, what are the top five things I accomplished today? You know, you write that down as you're working out, probably if you're running, like, I have to do these five things today. You know, the day's not over until you get those done. And if you structure your day that way, that's how you become successful in what you do.
Yeah. And you nailed it. I mean, that's how I feel like I've been able to do a lot as well and have more productivity, is really leveraging every open minute that I have available and making sure you're kind of taking advantage of your schedule that way and optimizing it. So that way everything is kind of used towards doing all the things that you have to do. And I imagine with yourself, especially having a few businesses and having a full-time job, that it's crucial for you as well to be able to just pencil everything and make sure it gets done.
Yeah, definitely. Good.
And so you mentioned a little bit of this already, but I'd love if we could take a deeper dive into what made you want to start AIMC Business Solutions and what that process was like of just becoming a business owner.
So, you know, I the writing was on the wall. When I was at my tail end, I worked for a large retailer. I was the director of IT. And I just felt like probably a lot of entrepreneurs out there feel, I felt that lack of, I don't know, passion. And I don't know, no offense to my old boss there. You're awesome there. But I just felt like I wanted to do more. And I don't want to sound like a cliche, but, you know, financial independence or, you know, have the ability to control your financial destiny. Mm-hmm. And that's where entrepreneurs came in. And I thought, you know, I need to do something. I need to have another source of income coming in, just for that reason, just for, you know, diversifying, you know, your income stream, as well as, you know, doing something different, you know, just in case, you know, things change. And I was just around entrepreneurs all the time. You know, when you're networking, it's all about the five people you spend the most time with. And, you know, I made friends. So in my early days of networking, I made a lot of great friends that I'm friends with today. They're all entrepreneurs. So I'm always around people that have their own business. Now, AIMC Business Solutions, you know, it's a marketing company. It's digital marketing. I did a lot of my IT consulting under that umbrella, and also my networking business is all under there. So it just grew over time. It's interesting how it has, you know, over the years. I'm going on 16 years that I've had the business. And I think the networking part's become the most exciting part, because, you know, we've run some great events in the greater Boston area. And attendance has been awesome this year. I don't know if it's because of the economy or maybe we're getting the word out a little bit, but it's just very exciting to help others. Just, you see that shy person in the room, you're going up to them, and by the end of the night, they're like the most rock star networker out there, and they're meeting everybody. And that warms my heart. That warms my heart to see somebody go from, you know, really shy, introverted, to being like, Jeff, can I start my own networking group?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So that's my long-winded answer why I got into entrepreneurial, you know, just because it's more about driving your sports car where you want sports car to go versus having somebody else do it for you.
Yeah. I mean, you made a lot of great points there, with one of them being that when you become an entrepreneur, you do get more control over your financial independence. And I remember that was something that I kind of felt when I was debating on starting my business, where I was kind of like, why would I put in all this effort to build someone else's dream when I could put in just as much effort, if probably not more effort, into building my own dream, and then therefore having a bigger impact and having the opportunity to bring in more money and do something that excites me. And so you really nailed it with that point that you brought up, is that you can do a lot more for yourself and have more control of your own destiny when you work for yourself in that aspect.
Yes, without a doubt. And one last thought there, you know, owning our business is hard. And I made sure everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. And there's a lot of, they show like this picture of an iceberg and everybody sees all the great stuff at the top. There's ups and downs. You know, you lose deals, you gain deals, you have a bad day. Have a bad day, hit the gym. Get your mindset back into the positive side, but it's hard. Yeah, it's not for everybody. So just, you know, perseverance is always the word, right?
Yeah, great reminder, especially because I feel like a lot of social media content shows a lot of the glamorous sides of entrepreneurship, where it's like the stereotypical laptop on a beach and all of that stuff, but it doesn't always show the nitty gritty and the sweat and the tears that go into entrepreneurship. So that's a really great reminder, is that it's a lot of work and you have to have skin in the game for sure.
Great, thank you.
And so with your company, AIMC Business Solutions, do you find that it works for your clients that you're kind of typically working in those off hours? Like, have you ever had anyone kind of give you pause about that? Because I feel like prior to the pandemic, a lot of people were like, you have to work strictly in the 9-to-5 timeframe. But now everything is so flexible, where it's like, as long as you get the work done, who cares when you get it done? Like, have you kind of noticed that at all with any of your clients?
Not really, because some of my client, a lot of my clients are, you know, restaurants and their legal offices, and you know, they're working during the day, so they actually appreciate almost meeting at like 5-6 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Discuss their website. But you know, we're, I'm gonna be honest with you, like today we're a much more flexible environment. You know, a lot of people working wherever, versus in a traditional 9-to-5 office. You could fit in a meeting here and there. You know, in between the day. I mean, I interchange my day all day. Like my day job, I'm sometimes working on my day job at 9 o'clock at night. So yeah. It's not 9-to-5 that I'm working on my recruiting stuff. I'm working on my recruiting stuff 24/7, to be honest with you. So yeah. I almost had to change everything into a bowl of spaghetti. Right? It's all happening over the course of the day.
Yeah. And I think it's nice to have that very fluid work schedule, it sounds like, where it's kind of very intersected and based on what the needs are for one job versus one of your businesses, being able to kind of balance it out that way. And it sounds like it really works for you.
We're fine. Still here. So.
Yeah. And so with everything that you do, I mean, I know that you have the great routine of working out and making sure you get at least 7 hours of sleep a night, but how do you make sure that you do have time for yourself and kind of do ensure that you are focusing on what I call like filling up your cup and making sure that you have the energy that you need to continue to be at your best self?
So, I mean, also one thing I always stress, and you know, my wife, Heather, you know, we're together for 23 years. We always make it a point of going on a date on a Saturday night, whether it's together or with another couple. We always do something fun. Like this week, we did the Mohawk Trail. We drove all the way out. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Go all the way out to Western Mass and saw the foliage and drive the hip and turn. Bridge of Flowers. There's a bunch of stuff out there. You should check it out. I know you're down south there, but we have the other side. But you always have to have time for your friends. I always make a point to that. And especially the way things are today with the world. I mean, we all got to be together and show support for each other in these times. So we always make a point to make time for friends on weekends.
Yeah. And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So you just want to get that, you know, don't get too busy that you're working all the time. You always want to do other things, like whatever you like to do. So fit it in there. It's 168 hours in a week. So there's time.
Absolutely. And I know I feel this way, so I can imagine that you probably feel in a similar fashion, but I find that when I step away from my work and do something completely unrelated, that's when I get my good ideas. It's like when I give my brain the opportunity and the time to just sit back and relax and do something besides working, that's when things will come to me. And I'm like, oh, that's a really great idea, compared to if I'm sitting here thinking, trying to brainstorm what have you. It might not necessarily come to me right away, but it's like taking those breaks and taking a step back is what will really help you to recharge and refocus and help to get some great inspiration moving forward.
Yeah, that's an awesome point. See my I don't know if you can see this, my little Fitbit, right? My goal is 10,000 steps a day. Yeah. So that's my time. Like if I, even during lunch, I do work remotely. So go out, do a walk, start getting your brain charging. Cause again, going back to exercise, how exercise really no pun intended, but it exercises your brain. Yeah. It's so important to move your body and start thinking of ideas. Cause then you start thinking of ideas, you come back a better person. You come back and you're ready for action.
Absolutely.
Good points.
Yeah. And so shifting gears a little bit to focus more on mass professional networking, since that is a huge thing that I think you said you've been doing since 2013. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So a decade, which is very exciting. One question that I had for you, because one of the things that I've seen that I was really impressed by is that with all the photos and stuff I've seen from your events, that it looks like you always have different attendees, which I am always very impressed when networking groups have that, because I think one thing that can be difficult is when you join a networking group and it's just the same people every month or however often those meetings are, or those events are. And it's kind of like almost feels like you've exhausted your connections at that point because you're not meeting new faces. And so that's, I think, a huge benefit of the work that you do and the events that you pull together is that there's always new faces there. And so could you talk more about the work that you've personally done in order to help make that happen and almost recruit more people into the space?
So it's all about referral-based marketing. So what happens is we have attendees, and we do. It's interesting, especially in the past year or two, especially since the pandemic. We always have about 50% of the attendees are new attendees every time. And it's a combination of social media marketing, promotion, and getting to the right people, the right groups, and also having a one-to-one relationship with the regular attendees to bring your friends, to promote the group. So that way, and not to shift gears a little bit, but, with LinkedIn, I always talk about LinkedIn, and the same people you see every day, they may be your first level connections. But the most important person, not to say they're not important, is the second level. Who do they know? So if you have that type of referral approach, whether it's your business or networking events, they tell people about their mass professional networking. They tell their friends, you need to go to this event. And also now we have others that attend the events.
Yeah.
It's nice because, not to talk core networking like techniques, but we always stress be there to help others and also be a referral person. And then if you do that, eventually you'll get transactions from it, because you become somebody that like and trust.
Yeah.
It's a good combo of social media marketing, email marketing, being out there. I do videos on a regular basis. I'm out there a lot. It's where sometimes I go down the street and somebody say, I know you from Mass Professional Networking. And it'll be some stranger walking in Boston. And my wife goes to me, she's like, who don't you know? And it's come down to, just being visible.
Absolutely.
And promoting stuff. And
being consistent, for sure.
Being consistent every month.
Yeah. And from what I can see, too, it looks like that you've also done collaborations with like-minded organizations. I mean, I saw AMA Boston. Shout out to Bob Cargill, who was one of our former guests, who is ridiculously awesome.
He's amazing. He is ridiculously awesome. I love Bob.
He's amazing.
We're doing an event with Bob's AMA coming up October 24th.
Awesome.
HUE Boston. I always say the name of the place wrong. It's HUE Boston. It's actually right next to the Boston Public Library. It used to be a Storyville. Everyone knows the club scene here in Boston. It was Storyville, now it's HUE. We're going to be with AMA Boston, as well as another group called Drinks for Good, which they do benefits for like Home for Little Wanderers or One Mission, other groups.
That's awesome.
They'll be there too. So.
Yeah. And so forming connections like that, like with Bob and AMA Boston and other organizations, I can imagine also brings a lot of traction, because I saw photos from the event that you two hosted, maybe it was a few months ago, and I was like, wow, that's a lot of attendees there. It was a really good turnout from what it looked like. And that's a great way of being able to bring more people in, is just finding those strategic partnerships.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head there with partnerships. Again, when it comes to business growth, always look for great partnerships, because that's how you're going to build your business too. Just like a networking group. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you brought up something that I wanted earlier that I wanted to talk more about, which is how awesome it is for someone who might be a little bit more shy to attend your events. And then next thing you know, they're totally out of their shell and feeling confident and wanting to host their own events and things like that, which is remarkable. And so I would love to hear your advice for any of our listeners who might feel a little bit introverted or a little bit worried about attending networking events, and how they can just kind of have some tips to go right in and feel confident in doing so with meeting new people.
Just remember one thing, everyone there are a lot of people at the networking event just as nervous as you are.
Yeah. Right?
That's a big thing. And also everyone's there to help each other. It's a much more positive vibe, energy there. If you yourself need to go to the event with the intent of helping others, and listening and asking questions about not necessarily what you do, but what brings you here, what exciting things you're working on, and then maybe just have a dialogue, even offer advice. Just think of it. It's just, you're going there. Everyone's there for the same reason. If you walk in the room and all that, if you're shy, I recommend just go for a walk around the block. Like we talked about, get the exercise, the brain churning. If it's not that cold, we don't want to be there in the middle of a bitter cold Boston winter, but but you just go for a walk and just get yourself psyched up and take advantage of the host of the events. Like in our Mass Professional Networking event, we sometimes have, we call them roving hosts that go around the room and help, you know, help kind of spread other folks to stop to talk to each other. Another thing is to bring a networking buddy. Because I always say, you know, if you go to a networking event, it's like the V approach. Let's say, Ashley, you and I are talking, we're like this, and we have an opening for a third person to come in to talk to us. Always have that approach when you're at an event, and that kind of breaks away the shyness, per se, right? It's not a clicky network event where everyone's like kind of tied together. But remember, everyone's there, you know, summarize, everyone's there for the same reason. Always think from that perspective.
Yeah. And I think it's also too, probably just when going to a networking event, like breaking the idea that interrupting someone is rude. Cause that's what we're taught, is that when you interrupt someone when they're talking, it's rude. And so I think that might be why some people might feel intimidated of going up to someone. Cause they're like, oh, well, they're talking, I don't want to interrupt their conversation. But exactly like you mentioned, there are other people there who feel exactly like you do, and they're there to also meet people. So never feel worried about going in and just introducing yourself and talking to people, because the more people you meet, the better.
That's right. It's about who you know, not what you know.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, and I feel like too, obviously, practice makes perfect. I mean, when I first started my business, I was extremely introverted, and I'm still introverted in some senses, but I feel like being a business owner really pushes you outside of your comfort zone, and you have to get comfortable with talking to people you don't know and meeting new faces and being able to build those connections, because that's what helps to grow. So kind of like once you get past that hump, then it becomes so much easier.
You bring up a great point. When you go into a networking event, talk to five people you don't know.
Yeah.
And if you're really, really, really shy, bring a friend and talk to five people you don't know.
Yeah.
You just go there, just meet people, and you never know who you're going to meet. You know, I go to Venture Cafe a lot. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, I have.
It's in CIC Cambridge. I've been going a lot. My number's tricking up. They have a number. It tells you how many times you've been to Venture Cafe. And whenever I see somebody has one, two, or three, you know, it's like their first, second time, I'll go up to them and just say, hey, you're number one or whatever. But, you know, that's another idea, is when you go to events, have like something that would trigger a conversation like that. Always think about that. And that's going to help you, you know, break that ice. And once that ice is broken, it's good. You're going to feel more and more comfortable. And next thing you know, you'll be, you know, the mayor of Boston or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's smart to have something in mind to say to people, because I think that's probably a barrier that people face, is just not knowing what to say. And so I think kind of having that predetermined question or topic or conversation to focus on, I think can definitely help a lot.
I do business networking trainings once in a while, as well as LinkedIn. And it was not a few opening lines. Is what, I don't know if everyone reads books, but I read a book a month on average. You ask when. That's my last 2 hours before I go to sleep. But what books have you read? Who's your mentor? You know, these are questions you can ask. You don't have to necessarily talk about business at a networking event. You can, you know, what do you do on the side? Like, I play guitar too, not that good, but it's like, you know, what do you also do? And that kind of builds that know, like, and trust, that you trust each other, and then you'll do business with each other, or at least do a referral.
Absolutely. And I feel like people will probably be more likely to remember you if you have a shared interest, where if you, like you said, if you find someone who also plays guitar, then they'll be like, oh, I'm going to remember Jeff because we both like playing guitar. And so I think that's nice to build a common ground ultimately. And so when people leave networking events, I feel like this is definitely my hang up, and I'm sure many other people can relate to it, but it's like, when people leave networking events, how do they maintain those relationships of the individuals that they just met? And is there like a right way to go about it? And then also along with that, I mean, with going to so many events, then you're going to start to eventually get so many connections. And it's like, how do you keep track of everyone and remember everyone and nurture them all equally? There's so many things to think about.
There is. Well, the biggest thing of all is follow up, right? So when you go to an event, now that business cards are sort of passe, a lot of people don't have business cards anymore. What I suggest you do when you go to an event is, you know, you have the LinkedIn app on your phone and connect to somebody on LinkedIn right at the event. You know, you could scan each other's QR code and you could connect to each other. And then when I leave an event, I'll say, all right, who do I connect to today? I'll take the time to send a personalized message to them. It was great talking about guitars or talk about your real estate business. Let's see how we can help each other out, you know, in follow up. Whether it's, you know, today, I think it's tough, especially with Boston traffic, to go meet somebody in the city all the time, but, you know, do a Zoom and see how build that relationship. And I always like to use events. You have an event, events lead to another event, lead to another event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good follow up is, what do you think about going to this other event from this other group next week? We can go, we can network together. And that's a good follow-up technique, is to network with the people you met at the original event. And then, because you know they're like networking. And now it also, you know, if you're with each other at the next event, you're building that trust again. You're having the talk, you know, small talk about each other's businesses, who do they know that can help you, or they can work, you know, directly together. So,
yeah. That's a great idea. And actually, that exact strategy is how I was able to meet one of my now very good business friends, where we met through a chamber and we said to each other, you know what, let's go to this event next week together. And we did. And then our friendship just kind of blossomed from there. And now we're always going to events together. And so I think that's a really great strategy for people, is to kind of, once they meet someone, find ways to continue seeing that person at other events and keep that relationship going.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jeff, as we get near the end of this show, one of my favorite questions that I like to ask our guests is what their favorite local businesses are to support. So I'd love to hear what your favorite places to shop at are.
Well, I'm totally shop online. So I'm an online shopper. But, you know, I live in Framingham. There's a lot of great diverse businesses, very diverse city. I always like to make a point to go some of the we'll call mom and pop restaurants, right? Framingham does have a reputation of chaining. Yes, there are a few chains, but off the top of my head, you know, there's Bella Costa. It's a great Italian restaurant in Framingham. If you're a beer person, you got to support Jack Abbey's. That's talk about a business that was built from the ground up in a warehouse in Framingham. And now they're selling their beer all over the world, all over the country.
Amazing.
Right. Yeah. So that was a super nuts business. I do need to bring up a great friend of mine. His name is James Feudo. He started a business called JVF Solutions, very similar to IMC Business Solutions, but he is a great guy. He's like the brother from another mother. We both were in IT for many years. He started his own business. He's doing it full time now. And he's based right near the Framingham State area. And one other business, it's a real estate business, DNA Realty, the Mestrioso brothers. They're the epitome of entrepreneurism. They're rock stars. They're doing videos. They're out there. They're working weekends. And I just want to put dibs to David and Arthur out there for that. But there's so many businesses I meet. You know, on average, probably 25 to 50 businesses a week between my networking and just being out there. You know, support your downtowns. That's what I always say. Go to the center of your town versus, you know, the strips, malls and all that. Small business owners need your support.
Absolutely. You nailed it. Jeff, this has been such a great episode, and I've really enjoyed the opportunity to have you come on and share more about you and all that you do. And now I'd love if you could share with our listeners where they can find you online in case they'd like to get connected to you.
So I do have a blog. It's actually, you know, laugh at my name. It's thesocialconnector.com. That's my blog. That. And I, it's these, hey, nobody's going to like sue me for that one, right? Because it's, so I always post about networking, digital marketing, health and wellness there. I have articles I do there. That's a place to find me. And then I, you know, amcbizsolutions.com is my website for my digital marketing business. But most of all, if you're, especially if you're in the Boston area, look up Mass Professional Networking. Mm-hmm. We're on LinkedIn and Facebook, and we post events on both platforms, and we'd love to see you out there. I know it's very quick here. Today is Tuesday, but tomorrow night we're in Worcester at Lock 50, which is in Worcester. And then, you know, we'll be in Boston, like I said, at Hui Boston. And I also want to bring up, if you're south of Boston in the Providence area, my friend Pat Paliano Cruz runs some amazing events in the Providence area. You need to check them out. She's very well connected in the greater Providence area. So
amazing.
I know that was a little bit more about my how to get a hold of me, but I want to also tell people that I think networking is the best way. It really is. So
absolutely. Well, thank you, Jeff. I will link to all of those places in the show notes so that way our listeners can click through and find out everything that you're doing from there. But thank you again for coming on today's show.
Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.